It could be a first-timer or a long-timer or a once-in-a-whiler. It could be a little or a lot. It could be the ticket under your fridge magnet. It could be someone with your first name and last and middle. Or it could be you. Tonight's lucky jackpot is over £13 million and it must be won. Or thousands of you will win a share of the jackpot. Play on app, online and in-store. Lotto from the National Lottery. Your numbers make amazing happen. Estimated jackpot. Account terms, rules and procedures apply. Players must be 16 or over.
When you strike out in real life, you can always try
Craigslist Missed Connections.
So I'll go first. We're going to the dog park.
Okay.
Monday evening, woman for man.
Gotcha.
You showed up with your fur baby just as I was about to leave. As soon as I laid eyes on you, I convinced my husband and our dogs to stay a little longer.
Wow.
It's right out the gate. We got that working against us.
All right.
Wasn't hard to convince him, though, considering my little Buster started to get intimate with your dog right in front of us. Embarrassing and awkward, yes.
Yes.
But if I'm being honest, I was thinking the same thing about you and I.
Oh, okay.
For obvious reasons, I couldn't strike up a conversation at the time, but I did try to wink as much as possible so you get the hint.
What is she winking? Winking while their dogs are doing the thing?
Yes.
What? Like, I don't get it.
See what they're doing?
Sure.
We should spend some more time together. That is, if you don't mind hanging with a woman who's taken.
Ah, okay.
I know some guys get a thrill out of that. Listen, I don't expect to hear back from you, but maybe I'll see you at the dog park again sometime. And maybe if we find ourselves alone, we can do what doggies do.
Oh, gosh.
No. Nope.
It doesn't sound like her husband's on board with this.
I don't know if he's aware that she thinks maybe she's in an open relationship. I'm not sure.
All right.
They have discussed that.
Probably not.
I'm just guessing.
All right. This is
Craigslist Missed Connections.
This one's titled To the American Dad Bod Girl at the Post Office Man for Woman.
Awesome.
All right. You bought your stamps before me and then walked out wearing some wonderful tight black pants. Your booty was on duty. I hurried with my order so I could sneak another peek. I followed you to your car while trying my best to keep my eyes in my head. Dang, girl. What do you eat to keep that thing fed?
Oh, wow.
Is your backside on steroids? If so, let me thank your supplier.
Holy cow. This is a little much.
I was too shy to say anything. But managed to get a wave in. You smiled like you knew what was up. When I saw you respond, I began running after your car.
Oh, yeah, now. What? No, I don't. Wow.
I kept up for a few lights.
Oh, my God. That's impressive. A little.
After you lost me, I hopped on the nearest bus and told the driver to follow that booty.
OMG.
The driver kicked me off the bus.
Okay, thank you. We needed a real hero in the story, and it's that driver.
So I had to walk alone all the way back to my car at the post office. It gave me plenty of time to think.
About how creepy you are?
And if you see this, just know you have the body type I go wild for.
Okay, we're going to pass this one on by. We're not responding.
He finishes up. Oh. Hit me up. I want that bad booty. Signed, the Honky Tonk Badonkadonk Bandit General. Oh my gosh. This is...
Oh, the nickname he gave himself got me.
He gave himself,
I mean, that was kinda great.
A nickname.
Yeah, no, Rhonda, yes, this is why women can't stand men sometimes. That's that guy. You know, a lot of other guys, listen, many good men out there. This one, not so much.
This one...
We're going to pass up the general.
Not so much, yes.
Bye-bye, Badonkadonk General.
Good day to you, General. This has been...
Craigslist Missed Connection.
I bid you adieu.
I bid you a farewell.